Throughout most of the pandemic, the federal government has been able to prevent many evictions for people who are behind on their rent. That's due in large part to a moratorium or ban imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and tied to public health concerns. But the Supreme Court has said that the moratorium must expire unless Congress passes new legislation. It ends this weekend. As John Yang tells us, there's great concern about what could happen next to millions of people.
Judy, according to the most recent census data, more than 6 million Americans are behind on their rent, and nearly a million say eviction is very likely for them in the next 2 months. One of them, Leela Jackson of Columbus, Ohio.
I can't even apply for an apartment to leave here because I have two eviction filings, even though I still live here. It's not fair. It is not. It's so not fair. And I see other people going through the same thing. Nobody wants to rent to a tenant with an eviction filing. It's not fair. And I don't know what to do.
Since last year, Congress has allocated about $46 billion to help renters pay back rent and avoid eviction. But much of it hasn't reached the people who need it most. Diane Yentel is president of the National Low Income Housing Coalition, an advocacy group. Diane, thanks so much for joining us. When this eviction moratorium expires this weekend, what's your fear about what's going to happen?
Well, the federal eviction moratorium has been a lifeline. It has kept tens of millions of renters who otherwise would have lost their homes during a global pandemic stably housed during it. It's also been an essential public health measure that has helped to contain the spread of and deaths from COVID-19. Evictions are proven to cause both. So as we look at the possibility of the federal eviction moratorium expiring this weekend, with 6.5 million renters still behind on rent, having fallen behind during the pandemic, it is deeply concerning that we will have both a wave of evictions and housing instability this summer and fall, and further spread of and preventable deaths from COVID-19.
And with evictions potentially resuming, is there now an effort to get that money to the people who need it faster than it has been getting there? And what can be done about that?
Yes, there's been an effort all along. So as of January of this year, renters were estimated to have accrued up to $50 billion in rent and utility arrears. The good news is that Congress provided enough money to address all the arrears that accrued during the pandemic. But the bad news is that the money has been very slow to get to renters and landlords who need it to keep tenants stably housed. The numbers have been picking up. There are some states and cities that are doing very well, that are ramping up their programs, getting money quickly to tenants who need it. There are many more who are moving much too slowly. And at this point, all of them, even if they give it their best effort at this moment, they can't possibly reach all of the tenants who need that money to stay stably housed before the moratorium expires.
In the last few weeks, it was clear that this moratorium could not be re-extended. The Biden administration has really been stepping up initiatives to try to get the word out and try to make the money move faster. Are you satisfied with what the administration's been doing?
They've been doing a lot. They have been, I would say, appropriately aggressive in doing all they can to urge and empower and pressure states and cities to do more, to spend their money. And it is having a positive effect. You know, we have been tracking all emergency rental assistance programs. And when we've seen obstacles, when we've seen, when we've had concerns about how the track of these programs are going, we've raised those to the White House and the Treasury. They've been responsive. They put out good guidance. They put out tools. Today, they've done a big effort to raise awareness about searchable databases to find emergency rental assistance. So I do think that they are doing much of what they can. And I think that the Biden administration or Congress have to consider all options to continue protections for renters beyond Saturday, because we cannot, as a country, allow for this level of evictions and housing stability to proceed, especially as the Delta variant surges.
And of course, the pandemic has been hard on property owners and landlords as well, not just tenants, especially small landlords, as opposed to the big real estate investment trusts. What can be done to be help or should be done to help small landlords?
Sure. Small landlords rely on rental income in order to pay their own bills, to keep the lights on, to continue to maintain and operate their properties. And it's the smaller landlords who are more likely to be housing some of the lower income renters who are falling or have fallen behind on rent. That's another reason why emergency rental assistance has been so essential and why we have always urged that eviction moratoriums be paired with significant emergency rental assistance. So again, the money that's out there that's available, it can help both tenants and landlords. Unfortunately, there has been a challenge in some communities with landlords refusing to participate and refusing in these programs, refusing to accept these emergency rental assistance funds, which is slowing down the process for everybody. And at times, it's meaning that some of these lowest income renters aren't able to get any of the help that they need.
Diane Yentel of the National Low Income Housing Coalition, thank you very much.
Thank you.